I got a quick question. If every death is a suicide and the person that's creating their own death has pre-planned it, why is it such that there's a prior to however the person's going to die, such a holding on? People hold on and their value system have changed when they start to die because they want to live, even though they're killing themselves. Well, so you got part of themselves that's agreeing to kill themselves by suicide. You got another part that wants to stay alive. So what is that?
Well, not everyone has that experience. When they call the hospice in, you sort of agree that the hospice comes to help you transition. You're kind of done at that point. You got it. You want to move on to the next layer, the next tier. But once you get to the place, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when you're born. You come forth. Oh, I want to be 16. Oh, I want to get to where I can ride a bike. Oh, I want to be able where I can drive a car. Oh, I want to be able to drink alcohol. Oh, I want to be able to fight for my country. Oh, I want to grow up. Oh, I want to grow up. I want to grow up. And then they grow up and they get to be 30 and they have one wrinkle on their face and then they want to slow it all down then. Then the crow's feet have taken over. I can't wait till Christmas. I can't wait till Christmas. Christmas never comes. When's it going to be Christmas? It's June. Christmas is going to be what? I can't wait. Come on, Christmas. Come on, Christmas. Come on, Christmas. Then two Christmas gets here. It's gone. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Slow it down, you see. It's funny how you human creators, you start noticing as you age, and you have many moon cycles under your belt, you start noticing that the holidays come faster. When you're a little fella, you would get out of school for 3 weeks. And it would seem like 2 weeks, and it would seem like you were out for a month. The next thing,
chemical body time distorts.
The chemical body distorts time.
Yes, it does. Your perspective of time.
Ah.
So you were to continue the thought. Then later, a 2 week vacation in an adult is like minutes.
2 weeks. 2 weeks is no time at all. But to a third grader, it's an eternity.
So you're making the point that time is very subjective.
Yes.